every week, right about this time, kind of open up the show here to allow you to toss out maybe a problem, a situation that you're going through. And we try to help you through it.
Are we putting our expert hat on?
We got to.
Okay.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, guys. So I listen a lot. I was driving my half hour to work, so figured you guys would be the experts on whether this is smart or something that's a little bit crazy.
All right.
So I've been going out with this girl for the last month, right?
Yeah.
And we're both really into each other. Things have been going great. We had to talk about making official and everything. And one of the things I really like about her, she's not shy about how she feels on things. She's like real straightforward.
Okay, good.
But one of the things she threw at me when we were talking about being a couple is this dating contract that she had on her phone.
A dating contract?
A dating contract.
Okay, like, so what do you mean by that? Is this like a set of rules?
Yeah, it's like, it's almost a prenup.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like, this is what she says. So here's some of the main points on it, all right?
Okay.
First, I must reveal that any previous relationships with any psycho exes, dependent children, if I have any bizarre religious beliefs, STDs, and then polarizing political stances, whatever that means.
Okay.
Like if you I would feel
like that would just come out as you guys are, all right.
All right.
And there's more?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch more. I must stop all other flirty behavior with anybody, which includes commenting on hot girls' Instagram and sliding into DMs. I mean, I don't know why that has to be written down somewhere.
She's just shutting it down.
Because that's just what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
I have to be available for a date night every week, barring a special exemption.
Okay.
Planning date nights are good and
sure,
healthy.
But
this
seems formal, though, to like give him this rule.
Yeah, I feel like you would have wanted to do that anyways.
Yeah, maybe. So is that it?
No, there's more.
Okay.
We always have to agree to have each other's back. And
okay.
For some reason, she put in that also includes disposing of a body.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Did you say disposing of a body?
Disposing of a body.
Like if she kills someone, you help her hide the body? Is that what you meant?
Sounds like she has experience
with
this.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
And might as well get it in writing, I guess, that I'm an accomplice to a felony.
Okay.
So that's it, right?
No. We need to have, and I quote, safe loving no less than 2 times a week.
Wow.
All right.
Or unless, and this is what my favorite part, unless distance or a monthly female condition hinders us from doing
okay.
so.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow.
So this is all written out on her phone. She says that she wants you to kind of agree to before you make it official, right? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, it was like this big thing in her like notes app.
Is she printing it out? Is she making you sign it?
That was how she was putting it I'm going to put this all out on full writing, and we're both going to sign the dotted line.
Okay, so she's agreeing to hold herself to all this stuff, I'm assuming, too.
Sure, it's a mutual contract, if you will.
Okay,
but the way it's written, if you're reading it verbatim, feels a little like accusatory towards you.
Is there anything else on it?
If we break up, it has to happen face to face, and it can't be done via text, email, or FaceTime.
Okay,
she did cover all the bases, didn't she?
Really did.
We also have to touch base daily, even if it's just a quick text. We can't go one day without saying hello to each other.
I'm stressed out for you.
Okay.
And I feel like if I'm stressed out and I have like zero emotion attached to it, I can only imagine what it's like for you with you having the emotion.
She had to have been wronged before.
Are you going to sign it?
I mean, I was really amped about the relationship going into everything. And then she dropped this bomb on me and...
Yeah.
I mean, some of it, like, is just common sense, but some of it is just, like, I am on dates, we can only glance at our phones once per hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think the root of this is there are a lot of, like, as you said, very just unspoken, common sense sort of things on there.
But to see it in writing is weird.
Yeah, that is. I mean, we're getting a lot of text messages on how you should kind of treat this. 502-571-9970. Yes, I think it's
a lot it's, of the comments are matching your girlfriend's bluntness.
This is true. This
they
is
get
true.
That. They well, have hey, that in common.
I mean, appreciate you coming to us with this. Like I
have a feeling I know how this is going to go with the comments, but just hang out. Maybe I'll be surprised.
Okay. Yeah, I figured I'd give that to you guys to see what you made of it.
Elizabeth texts in and says Sheldon has a contract with Amy on The Big Bang Theory, so maybe that girl is going with that theme from the show. Have a great day.
Okay.
Another text that says this woman sounds like my spirit animal. LOL.
Really?
Mary texts
friends.
Mary texts in and says nope. Homegirl Cray, she reeled him in and then let it out. Thank goodness it happened early. I pray this isn't real. Well, Mary, I mean,
it's a little intense.
It's yeah. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, if you've got a comment, I 502-571-9970. Mika tweets us and says stage 5, run Forrest, run.
Yeah.
Bubba Ray says someone's been watching The Big Bang Theory too much. Yeah, a few people have said that.
Okay. Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was, you know, Sheldon had a contract. Boss Lady Lisa said he has to disclose any crazy exes. What about the crazy he's dealing with now?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the first one he reveals.
Ashley says, yeah, this is literally like stuff you can only find on television. I want to know what made this woman even consider a relationship contract.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
He needs to get out now.
Okay.
Anybody that would require him to sign a contract saying that he's going to help her dispose of a body... She's crazy.
Jennifer, yeah. Now, do you have any experience with sort of rules in the relationship?
You've been married to the same man. It'll be 25 years this year.
All right. See, you figured it out. Good job.
All right.
So, no, there's no rules. You know, he does his thing. I do my thing, but that's crazy.
All right. Jennifer, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this Andrew, the love doctor?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah.
All right, what's your hot take on this?
All right, guys, a couple of things are going on here. One, she's probably a little bit narcissistic,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Sure.
From that standpoint, and as far as somebody saying she's probably been wronged in the past, I don't know if it's so much that she's been wrong, but she's probably been raised that way where she's seen that growing up where one parent or whatever has been dominant over the other, and that's probably where she's getting that from. My advice to this guy is, do not sign anything whatsoever.
Andrew, the love doctor, always appreciate your take.
He is the resident expert. Yes.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, Kat, you've got a text.
My favorite one we got. Must inhale and exhale at the same time always. Our heartbeats have to be in sync.
Oh, yeah, she left out a couple.
Brian, the dump truck driver, checks in and says, Anastasia and Christian in 50 Shades of Grey had a contract, and it worked out pretty well. All right.
Okay.
One final call on this free therapy. Terry, what's your take?
Hey, I'll tell you exactly what I'd do, boss.
All right, what would you do?
I'd buy her some poison oak and put it in a damn jar and tell her to sniff it.
That got aggressive and real fast.
Wow. You put poison oak in a jar and tell her to sniff it?
I'm from the old school, so... She's probably from the city, so she don't know what poison oak is.
Yeah.
Just get her a jar, make her a poison oak jar full of flowers, and tell her to sniff real good.
Terry, you're saying that she doesn't know the country boy rules.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. There you go.
Right. All right, Terry, thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, do we call Terry a love expert, too?
I feel like we just left the title of Terry the love doctor, too.
Terry's
I think we got a couple on staff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. She doesn't know those country boy rules. Hit her with the old jar of poison oak.
I'm dying.
Wow. All right, there you are.
Okay.
Friends, I think we helped.
Did we?
I think so.
Did we? Okay.
It's free therapy. 199.7 DJX.